The release of a new novel can be a good excuse to revisit a writer's back catalog. Sometimes, especially with a writer you really like, it's a pleasant surprise to find a few early gems you somehow missed. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews Ann Patchett's latest book and revisits her debut novel, which came out way back in 1992. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. For me, there are few pleasures as reliable as a new novel from Ann Patchett, and her latest, Whistler, is no exception. Of a piece with her last three novels, Commonwealth, The Dutch House, and Tom Lake, Patchett's latest explores step relationships, the evolution of families over time, and romantic secrets, again giving these topics the wry, tender treatment that is distinctively hers. As it begins, Daphne's attentive husband, John, notices that a man has been following them through the Metropolitan Museum, and it turns out that though Daphne doesn't recognize him, Eddie Triplett is her former stepfather. Like the author herself, according to her much-loved 2020 essay, Three Fathers, Daphne has had three fathers. Her biological father, a waterman named Buddy Zabriskie, left the family early. The current stepfather, Lucas Ecker, lives with their mother in retirement in Massachusetts. Ecker is an unprepossessing sort Abby met working as the publicist for his self-help series on positive thinking. The man in the museum, Eddie Triplett, was also someone her mother met through the job in publishing. And once Daphne realizes who he is, she remembers, quote, "our hearts were forever stitched together." This was because Daphne and Eddie were in a serious car accident when she was 9 years old, after which her mother divorced him and evicted him from their lives. The details of that accident, as well as the reason the novel is titled for a horse named Whistler, are gradually wheedled out of Daphne by her younger sister, Lita, a psychiatrist in New York and a reliable source of insight on the narrative's key issues. "You make it sound like I've been keeping all this from you, but I'm not," Daphne said. "Who goes through life thinking about what happened when they were nine?" "It's all people think about," Lita said. As the Kirkus reviewer concluded, Whistler is an evocative tribute to the death-defying, heart-opening, past-redeeming power of storytelling. Because I came a little late to the party, there are still books on Patchett's backlist I haven't read. My daughter and I listened to her debut, The Patron Saint of Liars, on a recent drive from Baltimore to Raleigh, North Carolina. The setting of the book is a Catholic home for unwed mothers run by nuns in a town called Habit, Kentucky. St. Elizabeth's was once a grand hotel built to accommodate visitors to a nearby spring, which a local farmer found to have healing powers when it saved the life of his very sick young daughter. By the late 1960s, that little girl is an old woman, still living on the property when Rose Clinton of San Diego, California, pulls into the driveway. Pregnant Rose has left both a husband she doesn't love and a mother she adores without a word of explanation, planning to have her baby, give it up for adoption, and then who knows what. But in fact, she ends up staying at St. Elizabeth's for more than a decade, and two other narrators take over the story as the years go by. Unsurprisingly, the reviews of Patron Saint of Liars back in 1992 were raves. In fact, in the New York Times, Alice McDermott wrote, "Ann Patchett has written such a good first novel that among the many pleasures it offers is the anticipation of how wonderful her second, third, and fourth will surely be." Here in 2026, we can look forward to her 11th, 12th, and 13th with that same feeling.
The books are Whistler and The Patron Saint of Liars, both by Ann Patchett. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else you may find. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.